Sabres.
On demand. Follow Sabres Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabres
Radio. Now listen, what do I say about him, all right? He needs absolutely no introduction, all right? He's my brother, and I'm so proud of all his achievements. You know, I've seen his journey from day one, and I've seen him grow, and you know what? It just makes me so happy, it makes me so proud. And you know what? It's almost Christmas, and believe me, he has delivered. He has delivered an absolute cracker. It's an absolute banger, all right? Christmas has come early for us. And to talk all about it, this brand new track, Give It Up and Show Some Love for my brother, Roach Killer.
Wow. That was a quite the introduction, man. Made me teary and stuff, you know?
Hey, man, you know, listen, bro, man, love for you. So much love for you, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, man. You know what it is? We just, because we do it for the love, sometimes we're under the radar, but what we're enjoying what we're doing, and that's really what it's about, putting music out that's like everlasting rather than just following a trend, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. But how are you, boy? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm charged. I'm ready to go with this track, you know? Like, just, it's that time, early Christmas gift for everybody.
Absolutely. And speaking of Christmas, you know, are you all prepared? Are you, you know, are you, like, have you done all your Christmas shopping and done all the
food preps?
Is it all done? Ready?
Usually, the only thing I'm missing is turkey right now. Everything else is prepped, you know?
Yeah.
But you know what? There's a shortage of it, apparently.
Oh, my gosh. But listen, you know, I know, we periodically talk throughout the year when your releases come out. And, you know, but, you know, a lot of people have first got introduced to you as an artist. But, you know, since of late, you've fallen into producer role as well. You know, how are you finding that? How have you settled into that balance of artist and producer?
You know what? It's just like we just let it come from the heart. We just let it. You got to feel the vibe. You got to feel the moment. Some tracks require my rapping. Some doesn't require my rapping. Some, you know, require the production. It just, what you feel is right for the moment, and that's the moment that you capture in a song.
Yeah.
So that's really what it's about. So, you know, sometimes, you know, I've always been doing the producer thing behind the scene, but then eventually, as an artist, you want to grow in different areas of music. So, you know, I kind of brought the production side of it more to the forefront.
Absolutely, man. Do you know what? Listen, let's jump right into this new track, man, because I can't wait, because we need to talk about it, because I want to know, I know the fans and the listeners want to know about this track, man, because, whoa, this week you just dropped something special, and I know it's special to you, all right? You know, I don't know how you've done it, but you've engineered this amazing collaboration. You know, you got legends from, like, all corners of the planet who've come together. We've got this UK-Canadian connection with you. We got the Canadian connection, you know, with a man like Deep Jandu. I know, he's your boy. You've worked with him before. But listen, but the one that's just taken everybody just by surprise is the legend from Pakistan, Arif Lohar, man. Whoa, bro, man. Let's just get into this, man. Just break this down for me, man. How did this even happen?
This, you know, I got the opportunity. I work with one of my friends, Pervez. He's Jazba Entertainment. He also is the manager of Arif Lohar. And we worked on other projects before. And then when I got introduced to Pervez and we worked on other projects, eventually, they were having a show for RFG in 2018. That's when I met him. And we got to, you know, I had the blessing to go and sit with him in his house where he was staying. And I just came as very humble. Like, you know, he's a legend, you know. I'm just sitting there quietly. I'm like, sir, if I have any of your permission, play you some music.
Yeah.
And he was like, please. And I played him a couple of beats. And this one, he's like, 8 minutes. And then he listened to it. And honestly, no joke, within 5 minutes, he came up with the whole song of his parts. But it was just like we were doing it out of fun. We didn't really think anything of it. But, you know, as we sat with the track, once he left, I sat with the track. I realized, you know what, this is something special, because this track requires no language, no feeling. It's just, ah is the word that's so universal, so catchy. But it's just his simplicity and his presence of his energy on this track is just, you know, it's, what can I say? I mean, like, he's outshining everybody right now. He is the one. Mm-hmm. Arif Lohar, the legend. I can't explain to you how I feel. Mm-hmm. Amazing to be working with such a legend.
Wow. And, you know, just talk to me about how this track was born, because I want to know, because you don't just sit there and go, yeah, we're going to make a track called ah, you know.
You know what, like I said, we were in the house and he heard the beat that I had. I already had the beat made.
Yeah.
And I played it to him and he just started, you know, just humming and moving his hand around his head. He's like, you know, then the more you could have ah, then it said it could have ah, you know what I mean? He just started saying that and we were like, yo, this is pretty cool, man. Like, this is pretty, I think we have something.
Yeah.
And then he came to the studio the next day and he laid it down. But we didn't think like anything of it when we were laying it down because it was very like catchy, fun and stuff. I didn't think where it's going to go, where it's going to come to. And eventually I made the track. And then from there, I was thinking, I was like, okay, this is amazing. But, you know, as much as I'm rapping and stuff, but this needs, you know what I mean? Let's bring the opposite side. Let's bring the Indian Punjabi side to unite this and make it even more worldwide to show unity amongst all of us. Mm-hmm. And obviously I worked with Deep and I felt like Deep, you know, usually Deep is the producer. So I was like, Deep, this time you're wearing the artist hat, I'm wearing the producer hat.
Yeah.
So I got Deep and I sat with Deep. I had a chance. We had a show in Vancouver a couple of months back, actually. And we sat together and I presented a track. I said, you know, I think you'd sound great on this. And I was fortunate enough to sit with them to be able to create the lyrics. So when we came up with the lyric, Yaar hone ko mide Lahore ni, like, you know, a lot of Punjabis want to see Lahore. So it's a, like, you know, when they're seeing the respect coming from the Pakistan side for Lahore, they feel proud or not, vice versa. So, you know, it's like a unification thing. I wanted to put something together that's something special because I knew the R was special, but I wanted to make it more special worldwide and unite people through the R because, like I said at the beginning of this conversation, music has no language.
Yeah.
You know? So I just, the whole concept of the track is to actually unify everybody together and just show love and solidarity as much as, you know, the music has to be banging for them to enjoy it at the same time. It's entertainment.
Absolutely. And the track came out this week. And you know what? Already it's just, it's just, yeah, man, everyone is just going crazy over this tune. You know, we're loving it over, you know, over here. And I know it's just getting so much love absolutely everywhere. The video is looking fire, bro. And you know, I love the fact, you know, I love, you know, you talk about unity and, we, you know, a man like Armour, who you've worked with, who's not just an artist, but I know he produces videos as well. My, you know, yes. We got Armour producing the video. Armour, the artist,
that's the whole point. Akshay, you know me from day one, you know, like I said, we are all about the music. We're all about unity. We're all about helping each other. You know what I mean? We're happy when our brothers succeed. So if we have the ability to put somebody to the forefront, like Armour, you know, blessed going out to Armour for providing such a high class, amazing video to capture Arif Lahar and show him in that manner where he deserves to be. You know what I'm saying? Because you're playing with fire. You can get burned if you don't do it right. And Armour delivered, so I'm very happy for that as well. Shout out going out to Armour. Armour Films, man, check them out.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. Listen, you know, you've rounded off the year, we know, with something absolutely special. You know, so big love to you for that. You know, we're coming towards the end of the year, but you know, 2024, man, you know, what's happening, bro, man? You know, I know, you know, you're on the grind. There's big things coming in the new year, man. What can we expect?
Yeah, of course. This is just the beginning. I've got two more tracks for the next, you know, until the summer. And then, you know, the summer banger is ready as well. So it's just like, you know, it's not stopping now. So it's literally go time because 2024 is the year again, you know, for Roach. Roach is back with a bang, you know.
Bro, you were never gone, man. You were never gone.
No, I mean, I've never gone. But this is like, you know, it's been a while since I've actually released Roach Killer, you know, because I worked on so many other projects, so many other artists, and it's been great for that. But right now, I feel like I want to focus more on Roach, and not just on Roach, but Roach Killer Productions, which is, you know, the production side of stuff as well.
Okay.
And you know what? It's funny enough, you know, we're talking about it. I had a call from, you know, I'm not going to mention a name, but somebody special, and they called me and they rang and they said, you know, we've heard a lot of things in a while, and that production on that track and the way it's banging with the mix and master, like, how did you achieve that? That is crazy.
Yeah.
And that is what satisfies me as a producer, because if somebody talented enough to, you know, that are really out there can hear that, then I feel blessed that it gives me more encouragement that, you know, I'm on the right path. Every day I'm learning, but, you know, hopefully we're on the right path. And just trying to make music enough to read, like I said, timeless music for people to hear. 10 years from now, you hear this song, you're going to be like, yes, I love this song.
Absolutely. Now, you know what? It's funny you should say, you know, we talk about production, right? Because, you know, we're going to do a little summit right now, right? Okay. So as a producer, right, you know, you need to have a real ear for music. All right. So I'm going to play you some stuff, right? You know what? I've done some kind of remixing. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
All right. I've remixed two popular tracks together. Right. I want you to separate the two. Yeah, okay. I want you to tell me what the two tracks are. All right.
Will I know them, though?
Oh, yeah. You're going to know them.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So, I've got three in total. Let's see out of three how many you get. All right. So, it's two tracks remixed together by yours truly. Let's see. All right. We'll play a little game. Let's see if you can separate the two. All right. I think this one should be quite easy. Let's, this is number one.
Oh, baby, I just want to tell you. I
can
have a chance to love you.
So I think one was Bang Bang and the other one was Artisy.
Okay. It was Click Click Boom.
Okay, hold up. Oh, Click Click Boom. Okay. So
I got
50% right.
you get a half a point for that one. All right. Now you get the gist of the game. All right. Okay. Uh-oh. Let's move on to the next one. All right. Let's see.
For all the things I ever done wrong, she left me. Anytime I ever did gone, she hit me.
Are they both my songs? Or
Oh, yeah. You're on both of these songs.
I know it's Yara Del Dada, that's for sure. I'm just trying to see what you mixed it with. I do hear the beat in the back, but you've already said Click Click Boom. It sounded like that.
Okay, I'm going to play it one more time, all right? Okay, you didn't produce this track, but you featured on it, all right? On the music part. Okay, listen, one more time.
Okay.
For all the things I ever done wrong, she left me. Anytime I ever did gone, she hurt me.
The only track I could think of, possibly violin.
All right, I'm going to give it to you, all right? It was Over You.
Over You. I don't know why I couldn't hear that. That is mad. I could not hear that.
There we go. That was a Rishi Rich beat, man. Yeah, that was Over You.
No, shout out to Rishi.
There we go. God. Okay, you got half a point.
Between.
All right. Oh, okay, now you're okay. You need to redeem yourself with this one, right? You need
I know. It's terrible, bro.
Okay.
I should stop producing.
Okay. Okay, last one for the road. Come on.
Ooh, I need to hear that again.
All right.
Okay, it sounded like Dream Girl and Binrock.
Dream Girl and?
Binrock.
No!
Oh,
it was Dream Girl and Lethal Combination.
Oh, it was Lethal Combination. You're right, it was Lethal Combination. I am terrible.
Bro.
So listen, out of three, I got 1.5, so I'm 50%.
It's all good. Bro, listen, thank you.
I'm 50%, sorry.
Bro, listen, always love.
But that was good. That was a good disguise. It was not easy at all, I tell you that much for sure. Music was a bit hard for me to get, but the vocals I was getting, you know.
Bro, listen, always love and support when you're up on the show.
Maybe that's a sign God saying just stick to the singing and loud and deep.
maybe I need to go into production. What do you reckon?
maybe. Just don't make...
There we go. 2024, we're going to see an Akshay and Roach Killer collaboration.
Dude, collaboration.
That's it. I'm going to produce.
It'll be called Ja.
Ja.
It'll be called Ja.
Bro, listen, always love and support when you're off on the show. And we're going to catch up in 2024 real soon. But listen, before we wrap things up, man, listen, just I need you to, if you can kindly just intro this new track.
Yes, of course. Yo, it's your boy Roach Killer. Big shout out going out to my boy Akshay on Subverse Radio. This is Roach Killer featuring Arif Luhar and Deep Jandu, produced by yours truly, Roach Killer. Hope you love it.
Let's go. Yeah.
The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.